You're with Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
In a moment, we're going to find out how a group of community-minded folk on the south side of Brisbane are doing what they can to address something which is a bit of a scourge in contemporary society, in my opinion, maybe yours too, loneliness. Are you lonely? Have you felt lonely lately? Well, if you have, if I'm speaking to you, keep listening. There is a really interesting program that has been designed to help you out, and it's happening in the suburbs of this city. I'll bring you that story in just a moment. There's another reason to keep listening, though.
Here's your chance to go into the draw to see U2 live in concert. Call ABC Radio Brisbane now on 1300 222 612. 1300 222 612.
That is the number you have to call. Call right now. The only thing you'll have to do once you've called through in order to go into the draw to win tickets to see U2 is complete the lyric of a U2 song. So if you know your U2 music, you'll be in toot sweet. Call now 1300 222 612. We'll take your calls in just a moment.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland with Catherine Feeney.
25 minutes to four. Do you ever hear anyone say that they're lonely? We're surrounded by people in the city. You look at people all the time on your social media feeds, but you might still feel very alone. It's not just your mental health that might be suffering. It can cause physical ailments as well. But what if the prescription from your GP was not an antidepressant, but an activity? Something special happening on the south side of Brisbane. Deb Crompton, why don't I get you to help tell us a little bit about what is going on at the Mount Gravatt Community Centre. You've got a couple of other friends with you in studio, but can I begin with you, Deb, please?
Thank you, Kat, and what a great introduction to our project. I'm from Mount Gravatt Community Centre, and we started this project back in November 2017 when we gathered a group of community members together to find out what their issues were and what they needed to have addressed in the community. And social isolation and loneliness became the key topic that everybody voted as the main issue, that everybody knew somebody who was socially isolated or lonely, had nowhere to turn. And so working with our local councillors, our MP, Corinne McMillan, who's been amazing, the University of Queensland, we've all worked together to develop up a project. We approached the Queensland government and very grateful to have received funding to commence a project in Mount Gravatt and surrounding areas around social isolation and loneliness.
All right, let's find out a little bit more about this project. Wendy Blackman, you're the community link worker for the project. So what is it exactly that you do?
Yeah, Catherine. So my role is really to help people connect back into their community. So the way we do that, it's called social prescribing. So as you mentioned before, it's not always about people getting medical prescriptions. Sometimes helping them to connect in a social environment really can improve their health and well-being. So my role is to work with a client, find out what their key interests are, what their current well-being is, and then help them connect to different groups, activities and clubs in the local community. But the good thing about this project is a lot of people do feel anxious about going along to a new group for the first time. So I'm able to go along with the participant for the first couple of times just to introduce them to
the
group.
Brilliant.
And ensure that they're felt, that they feel welcome. So
excellent. I'd take a handhold anytime. Thank you. Well, let's look at some of those activities. Jim Pollock's with you as well this afternoon. Now, Jim, you're the steering committee member for the Mount Gravatt Men's Shed. That itself offers many wonderful programs. How are you connected with this project?
Okay, well, I always say that we work at the coalface because this is exactly what we're doing for our members. Now, we've got over 300 members and we're probably one of the biggest and best sheds in Brisbane because we've been going 10 years. We're coming up for our 10-year anniversary later this year. We have literally, every month we have six or eight new members that come in And it's so common to find people who have been made redundant, that have, their wife has died. There's something in their life that's suddenly changed a major entity in their life, in their lifestyle, how they're living, what they're doing. And a lot of them are suffering from loneliness and depression. And even some of them under psychiatric or psychologist care. And they get referred to us, sometimes by their wives, because she married them for better or worse, but not for lunch every day and not for telling her how to run the house. So it's good for them to get out and find a niche in the community where they can meet with men of similar problems. Now, we have the greatest diversity of people in our shed. We have members that come from something like 47 different postcodes now that come all the way to Mount Gravatt. We have about 26 programs that they can participate in, whether it's travel, whether it's playing cards, whether it's leatherwork, woodwork, tin work, you name it. There's just so much for them to do. And it's lovely to have Wendy come and bring along people, introduce them to our shed, and we take them on. They can have 3 visits, don't pay a penny, they're all free. And then after that, if they want to join, then it's up to them to join.
Forging that initial link. We're talking about community here, about connecting with people in an attempt to offset the feeling of loneliness that is so pervasive, even in a place like Brisbane, even in a place where, you know, we hear about the community spirit that's alive and well in Brisbane. It doesn't mean that you might not feel lonely. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane this afternoon, and this is the project that we're talking about. It's happening at the Mount Gravatt Community Centre. You've just been hearing from Jim Pollock, who's with the Men's Shed organisation that works as part of this project and at the centre. You're also with Deb Crompton, who's the CEO, and Wendy Blackman, who's the community link worker. I'm calling you the handholder, really, because your function is to help people who don't know how to take that first step. Don't know how to connect with the services in their community. So there you are, guiding them through. What's that like for you, Wendy?
Oh, look, I feel very privileged to be a part of this this project and the service that we're offering to our local community. And I've already started working with participants, and the feedback's been amazing. And it really, excites me to see their progress. So some people won't need a lot of support from me. It's just about helping them to know what's out there, and others it could be a bit more of a process. So as I said, it's really a privilege for me to be able to work with people, and the participants drive it themselves. So at any point they can opt out or keep going. So I'm really just there for what they need.
And yeah. Deb, I mean, this is, we're talking about the Mount Gravatt Community Centre as sort of the hub where all of this connection is happening. How many people are involved in this project, and what has that done for your community centre?
We've got a lot involved. We've actually got an ambassadors group that's been formed by the community. So our ambassadors, we've got 15 registered. We're always looking for new ambassadors. Their role is to go out and market the program and talk to individuals and their neighbours about the project and get them to come along. It's grown our community centre. It's certainly put us on the map. The federal government have also come to us and given us some funding for another link worker, and that link worker will be placed in a couple of medical centres to work directly with the patients. So we're really excited to have another arm to the project. So we're going full steam ahead.
Brilliant. Excellent. Yes. Well, anyone listening who, you know, might feel a little lonely, maybe want to get involved, feel like this is just what they've been waiting for, indeed someone who thinks this is a great idea and wants to get involved and help, what's the best course of action?
We're just about to launch our website in the next couple of days, but certainly to ring the Mount Gravatt Community Centre on 3343 9833 and ask for Wendy, and she'll speak to them and help them with the next few steps.
That number again?
3343 9833.
Wonderful. Well, I congratulate you on
this
initiative, the work that you do at Men's Shed and beyond. Jim, thank you for your time this afternoon. Deb and Wendy, what's the title of the project? I'm calling it the
Ways to Wellness Social Isolation Project.
Okay. Your friends on the south side of Brisbane.